Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. The last few days I've been restructuring the book into themes. So before it was in Ordinary World, Ordeal and Resurrection, and I started to realise that there were very strong themes coming out. And so what I've done now is put all of it into the same document, and I've started to pull the texts on a particular theme together. So the themes are things like boys, not speaking up, perfectionism, becoming myself, time, anger, play, joy, having children. All sorts of different themes. I'm in the middle of reading a book which is called A Happy Pocket Full of Money, which is a lot about visioning and about it's about time and quantum physics. So the fact that if you imagine what you want for the future and set your goals very clearly, then because of the way that time is, that's much more likely to happen. And it's almost as though it's happening as you set the goal. And there's an incredible statistic in that book about how there was a 20-year study of some students from one of the big American universities, I think it was Yale, and the 3% of students, or the three students who set their goals while they were students, 20 years later, those three people had more wealth than the other 97 in the study, which is just goes to show you the power of setting goals. So I'm thinking about that at the moment. I sat down this morning and wrote 36 goals of things that I would like to do, which is a lot of them sound just incredibly exciting. And then for the book this morning, I've written about death. And I think that death has been a fairly constant preoccupation for me in my life. And I think it's probably because my cousin was killed when I was 17 and he was 17. And it was such an incredibly unfair and inexplicable thing to have happened for someone who was so incredibly talented and kind and gentle and... yeah, he was just an incredible person. So death has always been something that's on my mind. So this morning I wrote about how I would like to die. This is what I wrote. I am 94. That is the age I want to be when I die, like my grandmother and my great-grandmothers. How do I want to die? In my own bed? At home, with my family around me. I want to be able to tell them just how much I have loved them and continue to love them. I want to be at peace with my life and with everyone around me, to have no unfinished business with anyone. I want to know that my children are healthy and happy and have their own warm, loving families and many close friends, and that the future is bright for them. I want to be healthy and still living at home and not to have been a burden on anyone. I want to be close to my children and my grandchildren and involved in their lives. I want them to come and see me because we are still able to laugh together. I want to have many close friendships, friendships that have lasted a lifetime. I want to feel that I have been a net contributor, not a net taker, in human happiness and in caring for the earth. I want to feel that I have done almost all the things I set out to do. Not all. There always needs to be a little room for dreams. I want to be lucid and know that I am dying and be able to say goodbye in peace. Knowing that my time is done. I want to be able to prepare my death and to let go all that needs to be let go. I want to die knowing that the threat of global warming is past and that we have collectively found a way to live in harmony with nature. I want to know that I have lived in the way that I chose, in accordance with my values, to feel at peace with my choices. As I look back, I want to understand why things worked out the way that they did. I want to see the patterns. Do I want to be famous when I die? Only if there is a reason to be famous. Only if that will allow other people to be happier or to contribute something. I do want people to think that all that I have achieved is incredible. I do want that. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.